This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is accusing Russia of trying to destroy the Donbas and all who live there. He said the cities and towns of the region will survive only if Ukraine remains standing, saying also if the Russian invaders are able to realize their plans even partially, then they have enough artillery and aircraft to turn the entire Donbas into stones, as they did with Mariupol. Zelensky said Mariupol once was one of the most developed cities in the region and was now a Russian concentration camp among the ruins. A senior U.S. defense official said Friday the Russian offensive is going much slower than planned, in part because of the strength of the Ukrainian resistance. He said the U.S. believes the Russians are at least several days behind where they wanted to be as they try to encircle Ukrainian troops in the east. Meanwhile, at a news conference, the Pentagon spokesman John Kirby says Vladimir Putin's attempts at justifying Russia's invasion of Ukraine strain credulity.
It's hard to square his, let's just call it what it is, his BS, that this is about Nazism in Ukraine, and it's about protecting Russians in Ukraine, and it's about defending Russian national interests when none of them were threatened by Ukraine. It's hard to square that rhetoric by what he's actually doing inside Ukraine.
And Russia has staved off a default on its debt by making a last-minute payment using its precious dollar reserves sitting outside the country. That's according to a U.S. Treasury official. The Russian Finance Ministry said Friday it made the payments at a London branch of Citigroup. The amount of the payment was not disclosed, but earlier this month, Russia's finance ministry said it tried to make a $649 million payment due April 6. This is VOA News. A British national gets a life sentence for his part in the Islamic State beheadings. We get more from AP correspondent Mike Rossia.
British national Alexander Coty, who was convicted in U.S. District Court in Alexandria, Virginia, for his role in Islamic State hostage takings, torture, and beheadings, was sentenced Friday to life in prison. Coty was one of the Islamic State terrorists called the Beatles by their captives because of their British accents. Coty was specifically charged with conspiring in the kidnapping and deaths of four Americans, journalist James Foley and Stephen Sotloff, and aid workers Kayla Mueller and Peter Kasich. Foley, Sotloff, and Kasich were all beheaded. Mueller was tortured and raped by an Islamic State leader before she was killed.
A powerful blast hit a mosque in western Kabul during prayers Friday, killing at least 10 and wounding 15, officials said, amidst a spate of attacks on Afghan places of worship and civilian targets during the holy Islamic month of Ramadan. Details from VOA's Marissa Melton.
Okay, here's Afghan blast. The death toll is...
And the head of the European Union's border agency has resigned immediately following allegations that the agency named Frontex was involved in illegal pushbacks of migrants. Pushbacks would be refugees away from a border before they can reach a country and claim asylum. They are considered violations of international refugee protection agreements. The EU Commission says it takes note of the resignation of the Frontex executive director, Fabrice Leggeri, following a day of speculation about his fate. The announcement came after a board meeting of the European Border and Coast Guard Agency, known as Frontex. Rights groups cheered the development, saying that it gives Frontex a way to move forward and conform to EU laws on the treatment of refugees. Black and Hispanic Americans remain far more cautious in their approach to the COVID-19 pandemic than white Americans. That's according to recent polls that reflect diverging preferences on how to deal with the pandemic as federal, state, and local restrictions decline. 63% of black Americans and 68% of Hispanic Americans say that they're at least somewhat worried about themselves or a family member being infected with the virus, compared to about 45% of white Americans. Recapping our top story, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is accusing Russia of trying to destroy the Donbas and all who live there. He said the cities and towns of the Donbas will survive only if Ukraine remains standing. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.